This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Colorado has a new leader for the Department of Higher Education, an entrepreneur and consultant. Here's CPR's Jenny Brindine.
Governor Jared Polis announced that J.B. Holston will serve as the next executive director. Holston is a former dean at the University of Denver's School of Engineering. He's also advised higher education, governments, and industries on workforce development. The governor recently unveiled a new initiative to merge several state functions into a new workforce agency that would align credentials with high-demand careers. In a statement, Holston said his focus will be on ensuring students leave campus with the specific skills required for the state's changing workforce. Jenny Brindine, CPR News.
As wildfires get more intense, there are questions about how effective prescribed fire and other fuel treatments can be. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Murphy Woodhouse reports, new research has insights.
The 2020 season brought large, severe wildfires to Colorado. Together, the Cameron Peak, East Troublesome, Mullen, and Cowwood fires burned nearly 600,000 acres and destroyed more than 1,000 homes. But within their perimeters, some 25,000 acres had received fuel treatments like thinning or prescribed fire, or had already burned in recent wildfires.
Did they work? What could we have done better? What was the most effective?
That's Camille Stevens-Ruman, a Colorado State University fire ecologist and lead author of a recent study of those burns.
Those treatments still did something even when we had those really extreme days. You know, we're talking about 50 to 100,000 acres burning in a single day.
According to the paper, areas that had been burned by either prescribed or previous wildfire saw less intense fire during the 2020 blazes. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.
And this is CPR News and KRCC.